The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me looking at three charts moving on news in 3 minutes is the Zach Mir. You're right, Zach.
I'm very well.
You sure you don't sound it?
I'm just being polite, actually.
You're not very well, are you? I was going to say, your tone there belied the actual truth. You know, I'm very well.
That's the one. Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's get on with it. No mood for banter. Move on to the charts.
No banter.
Independent Oil and Gas has completed the acquisition of 100% of the shares of Oyster Petroleum, a subsidiary of... the Canadian Vulcan East, Vulcan North, Vulcan West, collectively the Vulcan satellites. They've acquired that. IOG, what do you reckon on the chart?
Improving, actually. We had the gap down at the end of last month, which was rather horrible, from sort of 30p down to, 12, 13. But we've got back above the 200-day moving average at 15.6 pence. And while we're above that, I think there's a chance of heading back towards the 50-day line at 22 pence.
I see. Okay. Mirada, that's M-I-R-A. The rollout of Iris product across Izzy Telecom's full client base continues to progress well. In fact, they've now installed 500,000 set-top boxes using Mirada's software. Mira, what do you reckon?
Looks like a triangle reversal, bounced off the 3 pence area earlier this month. And in fact, we gapped up after that. So that does actually show that could have been hopefully a long-term floor for the shares. Anything left now really is to break the 200-day average at 4.5 pence. If we can do that, we'd be back to the top of the range of the last year at 6 pence. Ideally, we don't go back below 3.75 now.
I see. And Talao Energy, TLOU, operational quarter ending. And highlights are they've achieved Botswana's first independently certified CBM gas reserves, 500 megawatt power station approved, cooperation agreement with General Electric and IK Holdings, environmental impact statement approved, and completed an overscribed placement. Talao, what do you reckon?
Well, these people have really got it going on, haven't they?
I'm glad I'm a shareholder, actually.
Well, I thought you might be. Started off in July with the gap through the 10, 20, and 50-day moving averages. That was when the shares were around 4p. That's the so-called rocket launcher situation. So that worked, let's say. The shares have more than doubled since then. So that does actually work. That's something that set up.
Yes.
Since then, we've broken back above the 50-day average at 9.2 pence over the last 24 hours. Which is a positive for me after two or three tests for support around 8 pence. Top of the channel from May is as high as 14 pence, and that's valid while we hold above 8.
Thanks, Zach. And if you could send me the charts, that'd be great. And I think in future we'd have a code. If I start on the small talk and you're not into it, just say, no banter here.
Yes, and no banter. Move along.
No banter available today, sorry.
No.
And we'll just move along. Thanks, Zach. Right. Have a nice weekend.
You too, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.